2:46 here at Q92. A big fishing tourney going on down at Del Clark Lake by Canby today and tomorrow. And Paul Ramos down there for Q92, filling us in the happenings and what's going on,
Paul.
Yes, getting busier and busier here at Del Clark Lake, just outside of Canby. Of course, the second annual fishing tournament sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association. And a lot of sponsors that helped this tournament along here, like Independent Oil Company, Ion, J&S One Stop, Jim's Market, K&M Car Wash and Pet Wash, Keating Realty, Kibble Equipment, Kleindel PDR, KLKP Radio, Cockle Construction, just to name just a small amount of the sponsors here that help with this tournament. With me is the president of the Canby Sportsman Club once again, Dave Verhelst, and Evan Krause of the fire department here in Canby joins me once again. It's getting close to 4 o'clock when the start of the tournament. The excitement's in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. The whistle's about ready to blow.
Oh, you're going to blow a whistle?
You bet. The sirens go off at 4 o'clock.
And what does that mean when the siren goes off?
You can drop your worm in the hole.
Okay, and it's a 24-hour tournament, kind of unusual, but you don't see that too often, do you, Evan?
No, you don't. It's one of the closest ones around that has a 24-hour tournament. Casey mentioned, there is one in Ponset, and then there's another one up in Brainerd, but this one we figured, you know, it's something different, get people out. A lot better to be in a house than to be outside, but this year, we really hit the nail on the head here.
That's right. Why don't you take us through the agenda, Evan, quick for the rest of the day and tomorrow. You got an agenda.
Full
slate of agenda.
Absolutely.
Here.
So it starts today. We got the registration that went from noon to, and we're, if you guys come late, that's fine. We're going to have somebody here that's going to register you. We also have tickets for our raffle tournament going on. So at 3:30, we're going to have the rules meeting just outside the weigh-in shack, which is where we are right now. And 4 o'clock, we're going to have the siren sound, which when you guys can start fishing again. And from 4 to about 10 p.m., we're going to have burgers and brats available. And this year, we're also doing a delivery, so that's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try it out and see how it works. And then we also have, again, this year's pull tabs going on.
Okay. Pull tabs. Talk about that a little bit.
So the pull tabs, it goes back to the Canby Fire Relief Association. We're going to have a couple guys, they're going to be firemen that kind of run around and just hand out pull tabs, and it's going to be a cash deal, so you guys got cash, we can supply with a lot of fun.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so a big event, it's a family-friendly event, especially tomorrow. You have a lot of kids' activities.
Absolutely. So at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to have the kids' activities just outside where the two-hour tournament takes place. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some minnow races and a bunch of product demos, and then a bunch of guys coming down that get paid to fish are going to show us how to fish. So it's going to work out pretty nice.
People get paid to fish?
Yeah, I know. People get paid to do what we're doing now.
That's awesome. And that two-hour tournament, you're going to cut holes yourself, so you don't need to cut holes or anything.
Yeah,
right?
So early in the morning, we're going to start drilling holes, and if you guys are out here, you're going to hear a lot of noise, but that's just for that two-hour tournament. And about 11 o'clock, if you guys want to come on out, we can get, you know, you can pick a hole if you'd like.
Okay. Dave, Del Clark Lake is a unique lake in our area. Tell us a little bit about how it got started. It's a man-made lake, right?
Yeah, it's a man-made lake. Back in early 80s, I want to say 83, 85, somewhere in there, the lake got made to help the flooding, control flooding and stuff. Mm-hmm. Turned into a beautiful recreation lake for fishing, camping areas, great place to come and visit.
Now, you told me before, this used to be just kind of a stream before the lake.
It used to be just a stream.
Grew up on it.
Yeah, we kind of grew up on it. I'm only a mile or two away from here, so I won't go into all the particulars of what we used to do down by Chubdale Bridge, but we'll leave that alone.
There's a story there.
There's a lot of stories.
Yeah, and so, it's a flood control thing. And did they anticipate it was going to be a recreation lake?
Yeah, I think they probably did. You know, it just took a while to develop.
Yeah.
You know, it's developed into a great fishing lake. A lot of people summer, you know, winter fishing or whatever, really enjoy it. So.
Yep. And I understand there's no, like, in the summertime, no water skiing or anything
Yeah, there's no water sports on Del Clark Lake. It's just fishing and, you know, and...
Is it a good fishing lake?
Yeah, it's been pretty decent. I think guys have a lot of luck, both winter and summer fishing.
And the kind of fish, walleye, the usual?
Walleyes, northerns, perch, crappie, and then there are some random ones in here. I just had a guy call me and asked if he caught a carp, what that would could be considered as.
Oh, really?
And that will be considered as a panfish, so if you catch one, go ahead and bring it on in.
Well, carps can get pretty big, too.
And you can get a pretty big carp.
Yeah, Del Clark Lake, as Dave was mentioning, they got a dam on one end. And
yep, the creek kind of comes in on the northeast side, or northwest side, excuse me, flows through. And then there's the tower at the east end of it that flows back in and runs through Canby. So.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're listening, you guys have plenty of time to come to Canby, to Del Clark Lake, participate in an ice fishing tournament here. The more the better, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've got up Larry up at the registration there. The house got a lot already registered.
Yeah, we haven't. I forgot to check in with them, but I think we're hitting around 130, 135 houses out here right now.
All right. Huge fishing tournament going on at Del Clark Lake today and tomorrow. Ice Castle Fish House, one of the major sponsors, right?
Yes, yes. We are actually sitting in one that they donated.
And it's awful nice, and they're not like the fish houses I used to be in the 70s, that's for sure, huh?
Right, yep, yep, absolutely.
The fish houses have really evolved, haven't they?
Yeah, you can't even call this roughing it.
No, and the nice thing is they got them set up to where you can use them as an RV as well. So, like, with this one, there's a bathroom and a shower with a dirty water tank, and you could use it in the summer and in the winter.
Yeah, and there's a number of them Ice Castle fish houses here on the lake. So, all right, as I mentioned, the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association sponsoring this tournament, over $15,000 in prizes. There's a burger feed starting at 4 o'clock here at the Food Shack, right?
Yeah, absolutely, just right next door, so when they fire up, we'll be the first to know.
All right. Anything else, guys?
Nope. Just want to mention a few more of our sponsors.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got, did I lose my place here? Here we go. Cornerstone Craves and Bakers, the first one on the list there. I just stopped there this afternoon.
Yeah, they got some awesome rolls there.
Yeah,
and nice buns.
Foot by foot.
You can't go through Canby without stopping at Cornerstone.
That's right.
That's the namesake.
Good.
We'd also like to thank Lallaman Septic, Lancer Lanes, and Powerhouse Fireworks, LQP Watershed District, Moberg Meat, Nancy Borman, Nimitz Agency, Pheasants Forever Chapter 17, PK Egan's Family Restaurant, and R&H Construction for helping us out.
Okay, and we'll name some more sponsors as we continue our live broadcast here from Del Clark Lake. The second annual fishing tournament, once again sponsored by Canby Sportsman Club and Canby Fire Relief Association. Dave, Evan, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, guys, and we'll continue with our broadcast here in the next hour.